I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Good quality sleep is critical to cognitive function and brain health. Dr. Christine Cooper is here to talk about the impact of good quality sleep and also the impact of sleep deficiency specifically on the brain. Dr. Cooper is an assistant professor in the College of Medicine, and she's a neurologist specializing in movement disorders at MUSC. Dr. Cooper, tell us more about the important role that sleep plays in brain health.
Yes, we're happy to learn in the world of science that sleep plays an important role across the lifespan in terms of your brain health. We've seen younger ages and teenagers that increased amounts of sleep actually increase the volume of important areas of the brain, like the hippocampus for memory. And we've seen in older adults that more sleep is important for allowing the brain time to recover and to actually what we call take out the trash or the buildup of unwanted proteins that accumulate throughout the course of the day.
And tell us more about this concept of clearing out the trash. What's really going on when we sleep that is kind of giving the brain some recovery?
Yes. So during the day, when your brain is active, there's a number of proteins that build up. And these proteins are normally eliminated through a system called the glymphatic system that removes them from the brain tissue itself, allows it the space and room to operate properly. However, this system is particularly active during sleep, and in particular during some of the deeper stages of sleep. As we get older, we see this system start to break down. And of course, less sleep also is associated with poorer function of this glymphatic system.
What do we know about aging and sleep or the importance of sleep?
Well, we know that as we age, we all get less sleep and we get sleep of more fragmented nature, meaning more disruptions in our sleep. And while some of that is considered normal, we also know that people who go on to develop dementia tend to have an even greater disruption, both in the quantity and in the quality of their sleep.
And tell us more details about poor quality sleep and increased risk of dementia. What do we need to know about that?
So if you're not getting enough sleep and you're not getting sleep that's of a good quality, then you're not allowing enough time for the brain systems to work and clear all the material that it needs to. So we worry more about the long-term effects that this might enable and build up of proteins down the line that may not actually result in any symptoms for 10, 20 years, but could increase your risk of developing dementia.
And what can we do to be proactive and make sure that we are getting good sleep on a regular basis?
So it's really important for the hour leading up to the time that you want to fall asleep that you are doing quiet, calming activities, hopefully avoiding any type of electronic screens, and really setting yourself up for falling asleep. In terms of the amount of sleep, 8 hours is the average amount of sleep that most adults need. If you're worried about your sleep and you've tried all the common tricks to try to improve your sleep habits, then it's certainly worth talking to your primary care doctor about all the other causes that could be interrupting your sleep and have them take a good look at other issues that might be at play.
Dr. Cooper, thanks for this information about sleep and brain health.
My pleasure.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.